الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last week we discussed the laws and مسائل pertaining to فطرة صدقة الفطر. We move on to the rules and the laws pertaining to the Eid Salah. Firstly, the Eid Salah is wajib. It is a wajib salah, compulsory. And it is compulsory upon every such individual on whom Jumu'ah is compulsory. So Eid Salah is not compulsory on a woman, the women folk, just as Jumu'ah Salah is not compulsory upon them. It is not compulsory upon a child, a minor. It is not compulsory upon the musafir, one who is considered as a traveler in Sharia. Eid Salah is not compulsory on such a person as well. Eid Salah consists of two rakat, and both rakat are a congregational prayer. In other words, similar to Jumu'ah, there's no qada for Eid Salah. Or you can't perform Eid Salah individually. It's not like your witr Salah. In Ramadan, you perform it in Jama'ah, or you have the option to perform it individually. Of course, performing it in Jama'ah is better in Ramadan. But Eid Salah is a congregational prayer. You cannot perform it individually, without any adhan and without iqamah. It's amazing how one of the biggest congregations is that of Eid Salah. And there was no adhan given for the Eid Salah. And whereas you find every salah, there's an adhan that's given for the salah, yet we do not find that type of a congregation. So there's no adhan, there's no iqamah. Let's just go through quickly the method of the Eid Salah. Firstly, you make the niyyah behind the imam that you are going to pray two rakats of a wajib salah with six extra takbirs, according to the Hanafi school of thought, with six extra takbirs in the direction of the Qibla. So that's your niyyah. Again, niyyah does not have to be verbalized. In fact, it is better not to verbalize the niyyah. Niyyah is something that is made within aqdul qalb, to set the heart. It's setting the heart. So a few moments are spent on just setting the heart on what you're about to do. That's niyyah. However, if one feels that he can't do that, then it's fine for him to verbalize it, but he should not develop the habit of verbalizing the niyyah. That's not the sunnah method. You make the niyyah, the first takbirah that's made, Allahu Akbar, that's the takbirah we make for every salah. The takbirah that's made to enter into salah, it is a wajib takbirah. So that's your takbirah to tahreema. Allahu Akbar, after the first takbirah, you tie your hands. And there's a moment of silence. In that moment, or during that pause, while the imam is silent, you recite your thana. Then, after the thana is recited, the imam will raise his hands again. Allahu Akbar. You raise your hands, you pronounce Allahu Akbar. You pronounce the takbirah, the extra takbirahs. These are wajib takbirahs. You say Allahu Akbar, put your hands onto the side. That's the first extra takbir, the second takbir for the salah. Then the second extra takbir is made. Allahu Akbar, put your hands onto the side. Then the third extra takbir is made, which is the fourth takbirah of the salah. Allahu Akbar, you tie your hands, and salah, that first rak'ah, is completed as normal, as usual, Surah Al-Fatiha, and a surah is recited. The second rak'ah, you start it normally. And you will start with your Surah Fatiha, the surah, before proceeding into ruku'. That is when the three extra takbirs are made. as they were made in the beginning of Salah. On this occasion, after all three takbirahs, the hands are placed on the side. Again, you will pronounce the takbirah while raising the hand. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The first takbirah is the takbirah for you to proceed into ruku, and salah is completed as usual. Now, because it's a congregational prayer, let's say you arrived at the eidgah, the venue. The venue, gah means a venue or a place. You arrived at the eidgah or the musalla, where eid salah is performed, and you are late, and you are not in a state of wudu. Ample water available, but you fear if you go and perform your wudu, you will miss the eid salah. In this situation, you are allowed to perform tayammum. So you quickly perform your tayammum, even the water is available, and you join the jama'ah. Why? Because there's no qadha for eid salah, and you cannot perform it individually. The same masala applies to janazah salah. If you're late for janazah salah is a very short salah, and there's no qadha for it. So quickly what you do, even the water may be available, but you fear you'll miss the salah, you perform tayammum, and you join the salah. Second masala, what happens to the latecomer? A person comes late for eid salah. If he arrived and the imam started the qira'ah of the first rak'ah, so he's late for the first rak'ah, meaning he missed the four takbirahs in the beginning of the salah. The imam is reciting surah Fatiha, or the imam has already commenced the recitation of the surah. What must he do? He must make his niyyah, and he will make the takbirah tahrima and the additional takbirahs on his own. So those four takbirahs, he will not omit them. But he will make them while the imam is reciting. He will quickly make the four takbirahs and continue with the imam. He comes and imam is in ruku. Third masala. He arrives, the imam is already in ruku. What must he do? Obviously, he'll make the takbiratul ihram. He must make the first takbirah in order to enter into salah. So he makes Allahu Akbar. Does he make the three additional takbirahs or not? Depends. If he is confident that if he goes on and he proceeds with the three takbirahs, he will get the imam in ruku, then he quickly make those three takbirahs while standing. If he is confident, he will not miss the ruku with the imam. But if he fears that if he engages in the three takbirahs, the additional takbirahs, he will miss the ruku and hence miss the rak'ah, he must just make the first takbirah, takbiratul tahrima, Allahu Akbar, and proceed into ruku, and in ruku make those takbirahs without raising his hand. So in ruku, he's not going to read the tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He will first recite those three takbirahs, but of course not raising his hands while he is in ruku. Alright? Let's move on to the next mas'ala. He missed the whole first rak'ah. He missed the whole first rak'ah. He came, imam was already in second rak'ah. So alhamdulillah, the second rak'ah, he performed with the imam, with the three additional takbirahs. Now he has to stand up, because he missed the first rak'ah. After the imam makes the salam, he will stand up to pray the first rak'ah, but he will start this rak'ah with sana. Tasmiya, Sana Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Then ta'awud, a'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Recite Surah Fatiha and recite the Surah. And before going into room, make the three extra takbirahs. So he'll perform this rak'ah as he performed the second rak'ah. He'll perform this rak'ah that he is now making qada of, as he would normally perform the second rak'ah of Eid Salah. So he'll make the three additional takbirs before going into ruku. If he missed both the rakats, by the time he got there, he already missed both the rakats, what will he do? He'll perform his eid salah as usual. Meaning after salam, he will stand up, make the three takbiras, and complete the first rakah, and in the second rakah, make those three takbiras before proceeding into ruku. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.